Good evening. I'm Bobby McPherson. I'm a child of God, and I just want to say God's good. And tonight, Pastor Josh, we're giving him a rest tonight, and be in prayer for him as he rests. And Lord, and I woke up this morning not knowing I'd be doing this, so God's good. And what I'd like to share with you is some testimony. God's been really working on me in that this week, and I have been sharing on Facebook what Jesus means to you, and asking those questions, and in three words, what's the Holy Bible mean to you? And, you know, and those are, when people responded to that, that's testifying of God and his power and his glory. And I'm a little bit nervous, I'll be honest with you. I feel like a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs because I've never done this. I've liked sharing Jesus with everybody, but not in video. I like looking at people's eyes. And so I guess we're going to get started, and I'd like to start off with prayer. Thank you, Father, for creating us in your image. Thank you for your breath that fills our lungs. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells in us. Thank you for your redeeming power. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for this opportunity to share your love, grace, and mercy with others. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I'd like to start off tonight and share with you a little bit of testimony in my life. And because this Friday, the 15th, I'll be celebrating 4 years clean from drug addiction, alcohol addiction. From adulterous lifestyle. And God has restored all that through his love, grace, and mercy. And I'm celebrating that with you tonight. And he has restored my marriage. And, you know, he's a great God. And I just want to share with you how great he is. You know, 4 years ago, I went to that mountaintop and surrendered my life to Christ and realized that I couldn't do this on my own, that I needed him. You know, I went to that mountaintop and surrendered my life and said, Lord, wherever you lead me, I'll follow. And so in these last 4 years of my life, God has sent me all over the world to testify of what he's done in my life and to bring hope and healing to others through his love, grace, and mercy that he's shown upon me that I don't even deserve. There's times that I've go on these trips and I've met brothers and sisters all over the world. I've met in Jamaica, the Philippines, Romania, and Nepal. And there's these opportunities that I get to see others in their broken state and get to share the love of Jesus with them. And this year I got to go to the Philippines for the fourth time in March. We got back right when the coronavirus was really started taking hold here in the U.S. And as I was in the Philippines, I got to share in the jail there, and every year I've been there, I got to share. And, you know, last December I had said, Lord, I'm not going nowhere this next year. I'm going to stay home and get a full-time job, know what I'm making every week, and that's what I'm going to do, Lord. And he told me that if I go get a full-time job, I'll know what I'm making every week and depending on that paycheck. And I'm not dependent on him so much. So God is my provider. And he's blessed me so much. And as I was in the Philippines last year, sharing testimony with the men and women there in jail, God laid on my heart to go to my own county jail. And I had been running from that because I just wasn't comfortable with it. It's not my comfort zone, just like this video is not my comfort zone. But I know God's my comforter. And it brings me great joy that I know He's given me the words to say. And so as I'm in the Philippines, God laid on my heart, like I said, to go to my county jail. And so I go to the county jail back last around December. And I've been going for a while, almost a year, and it's been such a blessing. And God laid on my heart to go to the Philippines in March after I had said I wasn't going nowhere. And what God showed me through that is, as I was speaking to the men in jail there in Jefferson County here, I was saying that if you're a believer in Christ, you're a missionary wherever you go. And I was bringing hope and healing to these men in the jail here. And God laid it on my heart through the Holy Spirit and said, I would like for them to write a letter of encouragement to the men and women in jail in the Philippines. And so as I brought that to the men, they got so excited and they seen hope and it gave them purpose as they're in there because, you know, they struggle a lot in there. And so it brought them hope. And I took the letters and we had read them there in the Philippines to the men and women, and it brought them hope hearing from an inmate here. And I shared testimony of all this, what I'm sharing with you. But I want to seek God, and I encourage you to seek God in everything that you do, because He is in everything. But we have to be willing to seek Him. And is last year, is probably about this time last year, I was doing laundry at home, and as I turned the washing machine on, and it's filling up, and it's like a waterfall into the washing machine there, and it reminded me of the living water. And then as I take my dirty clothes and I pick them up and I put them into the washing machine, it reminds me of, but my righteousness is filthy rags. And I know this is the Holy Spirit speaking to me through laundry. And as I take the soap and I dump it in, the Holy Spirit speaking to me and saying, but this is my blood that cleanses you, that made you righteous. And I'm excited and just overwhelmed with joy and praising God for this glorious moment. And as I dump the fabric softener in, he says, this is the Holy Spirit that I give you that softens your heart and keeps the static off. And by this moment, I'm excited and praising God and just really worshiping Jesus, doing laundry. Worship. Worship is communion with God. It's a constant thing. So that Tuesday, I go to the jail, the workhouse here in Jefferson County, the annex. And I'm talking to an inmate there, and I say, how you doing, brother? He said, I'm really struggling. I'm really having a hard time seeing God in here. And I asked him, what have you been doing? And he said, laundry. And I just got excited. And so I wanted to share that with him. And said, hey, man, I had to tell you what God showed me yesterday through laundry. And I know it's exactly for you. And as I'm sharing this testimony of what God's doing through laundry illustration, I could see his eyes light up. And I'm praising God for this moment. You know, and then I went on missions. I was gone last year. I went on missions for about a month. I was in Nepal and I was in Romania, and I had come back and got to see him again. I said, man, I just want to tell you that everywhere I've been in the world, I've been sharing that illustration of the laundry in you everywhere I go. And he got excited. He goes, you know, the next time I went in there to do the laundry, I looked up on the wall and I seen dust. And it took me back to Genesis, how God created us from dust. And already I'm praising God because he's seeking God in that situation. And he planted a seed in me because later I was like, it took me back to Jeremiah. When Jeremiah went to the potter and they're talking about the potter and the clay. And, you know, it took me back to where God had created us from dust, the dirt of the earth, it's clay. And we're a vessel. We're a clay vessel. And what do we pour into that clay vessel? Do we pour in the living water, the Word of God? Or do we pour in the stagnant, flesh-eating bacteria water? And when we pour in that flesh-eating, stagnant bacteria water, we pour out anger, rage, all the things of the world. But when we fill our clay vessel with the Word of God, the living water, truth, then we're pouring out into others his love, his grace, and his mercy. You know, I go to them guys in jail and I say, you know, you minister to me more than I minister to you. You're not a failure. You just made some bad choices like all of us. But the thing is God's ready to pick you up and set you on a firm foundation and move you forward to advance the front line for the kingdom of God. And another illustration God has shown me is through gutters. I had the opportunity, I was blessed with the opportunity to work for a business hanging gutters on houses. And I'll never forget, it was probably about 4 days into the job, and I was like, it was really muddy, and I was struggling, trampling through the mud, and the battle started in my mind, was the enemy started plaguing me and saying, look, you left that easy job where you got to take lunch, you got to take breaks, you even got to go to your Bible studies, you got to go to your church. And I was missing out on those opportunities on this new job. But I knew it rained that day, and I got to go to church that night at Wednesday. And I'll never forget Pastor Josh preaching a message about how God picks us up out of the murky, miry mud and sets us on a firm foundation. And I knew exactly right then that God had me in the place that he wanted me to be. Because I had prayed about this opportunity to work for this company, and I knew this is where God sent me. Well, later on, I was preparing for a men's breakfast here at the church, and I was studying spiritual warfare, and I got up early that morning. I was preparing, and the Holy Spirit started speaking to my heart and saying, "What's the purpose in the gutter?" I said, "Well, it's to keep the water away from the foundation, to protect the foundation of a home. It diverts it away." And he said, "What happens to that gutter when it becomes full of debris?" I was like, well, it becomes heavy and broken. Therefore, the water doesn't flow through properly and it affects the foundation. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, that's the same thing with sin in your life. You become heavy and broken, and therefore the living water cannot flow through you and it affects the foundation, Christ Jesus. There's another moment is us praising God because I know that's his wisdom being poured out. The Holy Spirit said, but wait a minute. They make a thing that goes on top of that gutter called a gutter helmet that keeps that debris from getting into that gutter. And he said, that's the same thing with the helmet of your salvation. It's to protect your mind because that's where the battlefield is. It's in our mind. And the enemy wants to twist and turn things around and put us on unstable ground. I remember back during my restoration period, as I was in the early stages of being clean, I remember sitting at the job site saying, God, I'm going to Bible study on Monday. going to celebrate recovery on Tuesday, church on Wednesday, Bible study on Thursday, and Friday we end up going on a date night to Lifeway Christian Bookstore, and then Saturday I had something always going, and back on church on Sunday, and I said, God, I'm doing all these things for you. But the fiery darts of my past are still coming. I can't fix nothing. I can't fix the past, the wrongs that I've done. But this is what the Holy Spirit showed me. Focus on Him, and He will take care of them. And that's resonated in me, because I can't do nothing without Christ. He's the only thing, He's the only person that can change people. So if you're going through struggles and trials and testings, I want to bring hope and healing to you that tomorrow is a new day of mercy and salvation is today. But you have to surrender. I remember I'd say, God, I'm sorry. And I'd get high. God, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I was going in that same, running that same hamster wheel over and over. That same cycle. Until I finally said, enough is enough. God, I can't do this. I need you. I surrender all to you.